We know there are five primary rasas: Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya,
Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhura.
Passive relationship, servitorship, friendship,
Нейтральные отношения,
familial affection,
служение, дружба,
conjugal love.
семейная
But then
привязанность,
we hear there are seven subordinate
влюбленность.
rasas.
Также есть семь второстепенных рас.
Virya, how is
Вирия.
that translated? Sometimes as chivalry, but that's not, I
Как это
don't think, the
переводится?
proper word.
Как рыцарство? Ну, я думаю,
Courageous,
лучше
I think, would
будет
be better.
отвага,
Goura,
смелость,
what's dreadful.
гора, нечто
Some of these things
ужасающее.
are peculiar because you're like,
И некоторые эти
we'll
вещи
read in the
довольно
Bhakti-rasamrita
своеобразны.
Sindhu of Rupa
Например,
Goswami
Бхакти-расамрита Синдху
that
Рупа Госвами
it'll even mention something like
говорится, что
disease as being some subset of ecstasy
восторг или
or
экстаз может быть
horror, and you're saying like,
причиной
how can
болезни
that be?
или
But then
ужаса.
when Rupa
Как это
Goswami gives
возможно?
examples or
Но
Vishwanath
затем
gives
Рупа
examples,
Госвами и Вишванача-кравартия дают
then you
примеры.
can understand how it's an ecstatic
Тогда вы
position.
можете понять возвышенное
So,
положение этого.
one of them is Hasya,
Одна из таких
Hasya
рас
Rasa.
Хаси
Right?
раса.
And we were just visited by Hasya Priya
И
Prabhu,
нас недавно посещала Хаси
which
Прия Прабху.
I might have mentioned. And
И,
London,
может
when
быть, я
Gurudev was leaving
рассказывала,
once, oh,
однажды
to
Гурудев
go, because I verified that
собирался лететь
this
из
was
Лондона
Hasya
в
Priya Prabhu, he
Сокол.
was going to Soquel, and we're
Хаси
in
Прия организовывала
England, so going
путешествие.
British Airways, whatever it
Мы
was. So
летели из
some
Англии,
news came
British
in from Hasya
Airlines.
Priya, and
Я
Gurudev
получила
was a
новости
little
от Хаси Прии,
anxious about all
Гурудев
the travel
тогда был
arrangements and
заметно
everything going
обеспокоен
well.
организацией
When
перемещений.
they said Hasya Priya, he
И
said,
когда я
Hasya
сказала Хаси
Priya
Прия,
or
он
Krandan
сказал
Priya
Хаси Прия или
or any
Крандан
other
Прия
Priya.
или какой-то
And
другой
Krandan
Прия.
means crying.
А Крандан
So he
означает
said,
плакать,
Hasya means
плач.
laughing and
А
smiling.
Хаси
He
означает
said, or
смех или
Krandan
смеяться.
Priya.
Или
I mean, there
Крандан
just couldn't
Прия.
be a name, Krandan Priya.
То есть не может быть такого имени, Крандан Прия.
But,
Но...
I'm not
И знаете, я
an
не
expert on this, and here I mean in a literary
эксперт
sense, but
в таком
humor
вопросе, в буквальном смысле, но юмор
occupies a very special position
занимает
in
очень особое
literature.
положение в литературе.
Even, the mighty
Даже
Shakespeare, he has comedies.
великий Шекспир
And
известен
Oscar
своими
Wilde,
комедиями,
the famous,
и Оскар Уайльд,
with importance of
знаменитый
being
остряк.
earnest,
Название его
is a
пьесы,
double
как важно быть
entendre, or it's
серьезным,
ironic. Saying, the
представляет
importance of
собой
being
каламбур.
earnest means sincere,
Слово
but
earnest
earnest is also a
означает
man's
по-английски
name.
серьезный, честный.
And that
Оно
play, the
созвучно с именем
girl, this
Эрнест.
man who
Герой
falsely
пьесы
introduced himself as Jack, he wants to marry this girl, and
сватается
she
к
said,
девушке,
I could never
и
marry
чтобы
someone with a
понравиться
name
ей,
so common
представляется
as
именем
Jack.
Джек. Она
I've
отвечает,
known
что
all my
никогда
life
не
that I
выйдет
will
за
marry a
обладателя
man
такого банального имени
named
Джек. И
Ernest.
что она всегда знала, что выйдет за человека с
And his
именем
name was
Эрнест.
actually Ernest, but he was lying,
А
anyway,
его на
it goes
самом
on and
деле
on and
зовут
on.
Эрнест, и
But the
он
point is
лжет
about it
ей.
being ironic, because it's saying the importance of being
Но
earnest.
здесь дело в
Well, to marry
иронии.
her, you have to be
Игра
earnest. Your name
на
has to be
двояком
earnest, but you have to
значении.
be sincere.
Чтобы
You
жениться на
have to
ней,
not
необходимо быть
lie. You have to
честным.
tell the truth. So
Не нужно
everything
врать, нужно
sprung out
сказать
of that.
правду, что тебя на
So
самом деле
the
зовут
word
Эрнест.
that's
И все
used
построено на этой
in
игре.
literature, in the analysis of literature, is
Слово,
irony.
которое используется в литературном анализе, это ирония.
Like it's ironic when someone wins the lottery,
Например,
some poor
иронично,
person wins
когда
the lottery,
некий
but their
бедный
whole life
человек
gets ruined.
выигрывает
They get
лотерею,
all this
но
money
вся
and it
его жизнь
ruins
от
their
этого
lives. That's
разрушается.
irony.
Это ирония.
And how do you say, modified a certain way, it can even have a comedic element to it.
И также она
But
может иметь в себе комический
Hasya
эффект, элемент.
Rasa,
Но Хасья, Хасья Раса,
as a specific quantity, humor, what is funny, we'll see in the playful banter or dialogue between Krishna, Shrimati Radharani and Braja Gopis.
So much humor. Подколы.
But it's ironic
Krishna
what is being said. For example, there are so many prayers glorifying Krishna
as,
Patita Pavana, the savior of the world. He descends in his many incarnations to rescue the fallen souls. But they will speak sometimes ironically,
like,
what about us? It said, you've descended in this world to relieve the fallen souls of their suffering. But their suffering is separation from Krishna. So in a teasing, playful, almost playful way, they're saying, you've descended to relieve the suffering of the fallen souls, but we are the exception.
So
there's that sort of thing, but also we hear that sometimes they're extremely clever, as Gurma said, disguised as half-civilized, stupid jungle girls. They're the most clever. So in words of praise to Krishna, sometimes they take the last syllable of one word and make it the first syllable of the next word. They break them in different places. And then it changes the whole meaning. And what was some sort of effusive praise of Krishna turns into a type of loving insult. Same words, but with a little different emphasis. So it's humorous. It's ironic. It's humorous. And it's lilanukul. It makes the pastimes happier. They're more fun, this playful banter.
And
so I've pointed out at other times, Srila Gurudev, I mean, no less than Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada identified Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj as a quote-unquote transcendental humorist.
Because
Gurudev wrote some article, this Cholerpate, and Prabhupada said, this is so perfect because the average person, they're not inclined to read some philosophical article. But he said, here, you've told a story, it's funny, but all the philosophy is there also. So you made it entertaining and even humorous. But there's spiritual substance there. So, what comes to mind, when we're immediately, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the Sanskrit word for residence, it can mean different things, like address.
So,
Rupa Goswami gives an example. It's a play, a double meaning on the word when Radharani is asking, where is Krishna, where does his address, where does he live? And he says, in your eyes, that's my residence. So it's playful, but it's sweet, and it's lovingly charming. Srila Gurudev did this so many times. I think of one where he is quoting the maxim. He's talking about one of his followers. And he who had a tendency to mishear. And then on the basis of that, what was misheard, to represent that. So Gurudev once said about him, he said, to err is human. And he is very human. So he's not saying, he says things very wrong. He just said, to err is human. And he's what? Very human. So indirectly, to make that point, celebrate the Govardhan Puja and Go Puja, the worship of the cows.
Недавно праздновали Гвардхан Пуджу, поклонение
коровам. And we know on Srila Gurudev's veranda, he's sitting there. If anyone will walk and before him with a bag of some, whatever it might be, he has to know what's inside. You can't just walk by him. You know, he'll stare, you know,
he'll want to know.
So, those who are his permanent servitors, his veranda servitors, like Bhakti Lalita, she would just show him all of her stuff without him asking, knowing that he wanted to see it. So one of the things that there was a refrigerator that she used and some others, and so she would get the her how do you say the whatever she was eating for that day, and have to walk in front of Gurudev.
So
she would just turn and show him, like, just present it to him, and he'd look. Especially, he had some interest in, extraordinary interest in different types of food. So she showed him one day, and there's like different types of lettuce and celery and green things and like that. And Gurudev looked down like this, and he said, I can see that your Lord is Krishna. And then just, and she
looked at me.
I can see your Lord is Krishna. And he looked at me to see if I caught. And then I started smiling and laughing. And what he meant was, who is Krishna? We just celebrated Govardhan Puja. Gava Indra, Govinda, the Lord of the cows.
Govinda.
So he's saying, when I look at what you're about to eat, it looks like cow food to me. But to say that, that would be insulting. So what did he say? I can see that your Lord is Krishna. And I think of another time when, as his health deteriorated, the range of the different types of prasadam he could take narrowed. There were certain things his servitors were told not to give him, but they're still cooking them downstairs. And sometimes they're bringing that, like, to me and other Maharajas, putting on our plate. But they kind of have to walk in front of Gurudev and do it, like, secretly. Because if he sees it, he's going to ask, and what are you going to, tell?
You know, Shrila Bhakti Sundar
Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, you can't have this. That it's not good for him, that's not going to happen. So they have to, like, kind of secretly do.
Такого бы не произошло, and поэтому они всегда прятались.
It might surprise some, but just a point to notice. Gurudev never spoke when he took
prasadam.
And didn't want anybody to speak.
Во время почитания прасады.
And I'm not saying everyone has to follow that. I'm just informing you. He did not, his prasadam taking was very serious with Gurudev. So he didn't speak a word unless it was related to that. And expected everyone else to maintain silence also, only prasadam related. But this one day, he starts singing the song.
And
I felt like he wants me to ask. So I broke, he's singing and, you know, retaining for some prasadam's covering his hand. And I said, oh, Maharaj, what is that song you're singing? And he went, oh! He was just waiting for a cue. Oh! He said, Radharani is in a very difficult position.
Радхарани в очень затруднительном положении. Я спросил, что?
She is so upset because she is on her veranda and she can see that Krishna is going to the house of another gopi. And she's thinking, that's bad enough that he's going to the house of another gopi. But that he has to go through my courtyard to go there.
It's too much.
So what is he saying? It's bad enough that he can't take that prasadam, but that they have to bring it right in front of him and put it on our plate.
Но они проносят его прямо перед ним, чтобы положить его в другую
тарелку. So one thing that is extraordinary, we can say, well, this is a very ordinary event. We always expect extraordinary personalities to do extraordinary things at extraordinary times. And that happens. But the Mahabhagavata devotees, the Raga Bhaktas, even an ordinary, very seemingly ordinary, trivial event can become laden with spiritual conception. So for them, there's almost an inverse, very simple thing. That's a very simple thing. You can say a very human response to a situation. But where does his mind go? His heart, his mind, where does it go? To someplace very, very high. So ordinary events are reminding him of very high things.
Даже самые обычные, тривиальные события.
So there's an element of humor and irony.
И в этом есть элемент юмора и иронии.
Spiritual substance, profundity, at the basis of it all.
Находится в основе всего этого.